8:52 at 6:30. She had received an email from Adam Norman about a week ago or so, and he told a story about his friend Ryan Steer, who's doing some soul searching. He's traveling across Canada mostly by foot, once in a while hitching a ride, but leaving Vancouver off to Newfoundland. And apparently they're gathering up all the newspaper articles, any media that might happen covering Ryan's trip, and wondered if we'd be interested in talking to him. It piqued my interest. I thought, well, why not? So Ryan Steer has made it this far to Edmonton and is here this morning. Ryan, good morning, first of all.
Hi, good morning. Thank you.
You've been in the city a few days, I guess, now, haven't you?
Yeah, I think it's about 5 days I've been here now.
Yeah, because I know you were in a couple days ago, and you were trying to find the station for the interview, and you were literally on foot.
I had a local send me in the wrong direction, and I went to the complete opposite end of Edmonton, so it was a little frustrating.
And Ryan was concerned that his Toronto Maple Leafs t-shirt may have caused that reaction.
Go Leafs, go.
In this city, you never know. So, Ryan, this is an incredible quest you've gone on, and I don't see that it's like a charity thing or anything. What was the inspiration for you to want to do this?
The inspiration was basically just to prove to myself that I don't need anybody but myself to get through life, to regain my own self-respect back, and just ultimately show anybody that doesn't matter who you are, you can do it if you just put your mind to it. Just keep going.
You've had a lot of time to think. Mm-hmm. Have you had any kind of self-realization or anything?
Yeah, I have. I've become really humbled by this. It's been amazing, the things that I've accomplished so far, all the people I've met. Like you said, I had a lot of time to sit around and collect my own thoughts.
Yeah, yeah.
Finally becoming a little more content with everything.
Has it been more than you wanted it to be, or are you quite happy with how things are going so far?
No, I'm not quite fully satisfied yet.
Okay.
I still got some more things that I still got to let go of and things I need to accomplish on this journey.
Okay, well, good. Good luck with that.
Set foot home.
About how many kilometers a day are you managing to cover?
Oh, it really depends. So far, I've traveled roughly around 1,400 kilometers, and I've traveled over 500 by foot.
Okay, wow, wow. On foot, how much would you walk a day?
Easy 30 to 40 clicks, even just around the cities.
Yeah, yeah, man, well, good for you. Are your legs holding out? Any injury problems or anything like that?
Well, yeah, I've been dealing with a pre-existing soccer injury, a little bit of an LCL sprain from back in December when I was playing soccer. I have to wear a knee brace, but my stubbornness usually doesn't have me wearing it, but it takes its toll and catches up on me. But
there are some logistical things that I think people are wondering about. First of all, and I think you just answered this when we were talking off air, and you were talking about how many, when it comes to hygiene, bathing, that type of thing, you're talking about how many cold bodies of water you've been in recently.
Yep, I have combined 16 different bodies of water, one of them being my tent from the other night when it was completely flooded by rain. That was quite fun, but it's just the way of the road, I guess.
Have all your nights been in the rain then?
No. There was Jasper, mostly when I was in the Okanagan Valley, it was just pure heat. Like, I got stuck there longer than I wanted to. It was like 41 degrees, and me being, you know, half ginger, I couldn't really get on the road too easily. I would have been cooked alive out there. I've only really just had to sit through about four or five rain nights so far. That's been pretty good. Most of it's been in Edmonton.
Well, again, your fair complexion, when you wind up someplace like that, are you allowing yourself to use sunscreen or something?
I do use sunscreen. Yeah. Sometimes I got to tell myself to put it on a little earlier because, again, I am very, very stubborn. I like to believe my skin's a little tougher than it is, but really it's not.
Okay.
I tan, my freckles just kind of connect.
that's good. Connecting freckles, I like that. When you come someplace like Edmonton, we have a number of agencies in town here now where they'll give you meal. Have you found places like that, or are you pretty much feeding yourself?
I'm pretty much feeding myself for the most part. I've got a few friends from back home that I've been spending some time with. They took me out for dinner and stuff like that. It's been a lot of fun. I went to swimming in the North Saskatchewan River. They took me out for a nice little dinner after that at Boston Pizza, so I've been doing all right.
Was that upstream or downstream from Edmonton?
I was going both ways.
Okay. We have to get you some antibiotics soon.
That's right.
But anyway, you have been, and I'm going to ask you about this, but there's finances. You need to pay for a few things along the way. How have you been financing this, Ryan?
Well, some people have been donating to, just random people have been donating to my journey, surprisingly enough, which has been quite helpful. I've been picking up odd jobs here and there for the, in just random cities. Quick day jobs here, make quick 60, 70 bucks, but eating on the road and everything else, and just it adds up real quick.
We do have, again, agencies in town here where you can find day work. Are you just looking those up when you get to different cities?
I actually haven't really been. I try to use my own resources before I get to any sort of outreach. Again, stubbornness, and I've just, the way my mind is, I just like wandering all over the place, right, to kind of check out where things are, and I just really haven't had the time to
So you stumble across jobs from time to time.
Yeah, well, Craigslist is usually full of them.
Okay.
You've got them. There's a lot of online stuff for that.
And you are really off the grid, because I know when you were here to talk about doing this interview, I said, well, what's your cell number? You don't actually have one, do you?
I do now. Yes,
well, you do now. Oh, okay.
I found somebody here in Edmonton, sold me a nice phone for $60, and I got it all hooked up yesterday, so now I do have an number.
Wow, there you go. Boy, you're getting all high-tech on us.
Yeah. I mean, it takes me forever to figure out how to use the thing, but I manage.
Well, Ryan, thanks for coming in and telling us about your story. Is there any way people can follow your progress?
Actually, you can follow me. We have a webpage going at stanleycola.com/wildworldwildlife. Instagram and Twitter, also at Wild World Wildlife. You can add me on Facebook, just at Ryan Steer. And I'm sure my buddy back home's got some other pages going that I'm not familiar with, but that's about all I know about for now.
S-T-E-S-T-W-E-R,
yeah.
Ryan Steer.
Steer in Alberta.
Steer in Alberta, that's perfect. Ryan, good luck to you. Andy, do you have a timeline, a time you want to be in Newfoundland?
I have no idea. I each town I've been like, okay, I just want to spend 2 days here, but I end up being there for five or 6 days. It's just the way it goes.
What an adventure. Ryan, thanks for sharing it with us this morning. Sure, yeah, what do you want to say?
I just wanted to say hi to a few people back home. My brother, my sister Erin and Hillary, my mom Melanie, I love you guys. My four close friends, my pantaloons, Andrea, Matt, Nate, and James. And my two friends in Kelowna, Jessica and James, they helped me out the most at the start of this journey. So thank you guys for everything and everybody that's helped me along the way. I really appreciate everything.
Thanks a lot for coming in, Ryan.
Thank you.